In 1952, I was about 18, and a squadron of UFOs buzzed the Capitol and the White House in Washington, D.C., and I lived in Arlington, Virginia, right across the river.
Okay.
And I marked it down in my calendar, and I remember General Stamford getting on the air and saying, "We don't know what they are, they're not ours, and they're not Russian." So that sparked my interest very early in my late teens, and I guess I just melded them all together and said, "I'm interested in the real new perception of reality."
That episode, that UFO flap over the White House in the Capitol and in that entire region back in 52, was so dramatic, Shirley, that I, too, later on in my life, got involved in studying UFOs, primarily because of that case as well, the Barney and Betty Hill abduction case, too. But it was an incredible story, and it also showed us how helpless we are because there's nothing we could do.
Well, that's true. What we could have done was recognize them and invite them in. I don't really know what went on in the high levels of intelligence and the government. From then on, I remember we had the Roswell case in 47, and what they did with all that info, you have to read Corso's book, and I've got it all in my new book. It's kind of interesting that you know, they put it under the desk of foreign technology so that nobody would be sparked by curiosity. But these things have been going on for so long. I remember reading about Ezekiel in the Bible. So what are we talking about here?
You know, your book really popped up when people started quoting the fact that the Democratic presidential candidate, Dennis Kucinich, who's a friend of yours, cited a UFO. And, you know, a couple other politicians, President Carter saw one, President Reagan has always talked during his life about the possibility of life out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people started to wake up after they heard about this.
You know, I was fascinated by the synchronicity of that. What possessed Tim Russert to ask Dennis that question? He must have gotten 1,000 emails. And I thought, well, somebody up there likes me. Because, and then I wondered with bated breath, will Dennis admit that he had seen it? And he said, yes, he's a wonderful friend. By the way, the only one up there who's telling the truth. I keep saying I want now Wolf Blitzer to ask Governor Richardson. He's the governor of extraterrestrials
right.
in New Mexico. And let's see what he says, because that guy did a foreword to one of the Roswell books, and he also participated in, I think, one or two documentaries on UFOs. So let's see if we can't bring it out more in the open so that we can start talking not about whether they exist or not, but about the spirituality they have to teach us.
I want to talk about Billy Meyer, that case of the fellow in Switzerland. We've talked about him on the program before. You know him.
I spent a few weeks with him. I found it very very enlightening, and also knew someone else who had contact with Semyonov.